how to receive our innocence. We're learning how to receive our divine intuitive guidance. And so what we're doing is, oh my gosh, so here's Archangel Michael here. The energies, I mean, it's just like, oh my gosh, it's like a movie. So back to business. So it's the energies that are prevailing that are here with consistency. So in English, it's we're learning how to allow, we're learning how to adjust. We're still walking in the seemingly linear environment, but we're doing so with play. So that's like, you know, we're all sitting here with topsy-turvy situations. And so it's like, what do you mean by play? And so play is that we do this with the understanding of the power of love, with the understanding that we're being guided as we allow, as we surrender, as we open up to universal energies and we trust, we are going to find that we can play along. In other words, everything is allowed. And then when we're led, we're not fighting, we're not resisting, we're allowing. And so that next measure, that next verse, that next preview, and that's what they were saying originally, when I'm just seeing all this, like, it just like looks like every ascended master ever is suddenly gathered here. And the reason they're showing this to us is because we are part of the gathering. So when I'm looking upon all of these holy members of this orchestration of truth, they're saying we're side by side. And they're showing me how the numbers keep extending. When I say extending, it just goes on and on and on. So we're learning how to trust that levity. We're learning how to trust that higher influence. We're learning how to abide by that sacredness of the moment. So we want to remember, we're not waiting to get to heaven. We're not waiting to awaken. We're awakening to this higher galaxy, this higher premise in the here now, as we will leave the past demonstration. So the past demonstration is I got to grit, I got to struggle, I got to push. We're really, what we're doing is surrendering to the orchestration. We're surrendering to the dance of life. And as we do, yes, my love, as we do, we allow, they're saying, a footstool. So I literally have Ganesh, and there's like this footstool that's being brought to him. So it's like, well, I'm going to put my feet. It doesn't mean that there aren't action steps. It means that we don't have to struggle trying to figure out what the right placement is, what the right answer is, because we follow that intuitive awareness. So again, heaven and earth one, and we're coming to understand what that feels like, what that influence is all about. So as we will allow our holy remembrance, is realizing that all is available in the here now, again, as we will surrender with delight. So in other words, I don't have to push, I don't have to resist, I can just go in the stream, in the flow. And what we're receiving is our divine inheritance. So this is going to be our entrance exam. In other words, it's we're learning how to live our lives in a new lifestyle, in a new lifestyle of surrender, in a new lifestyle of love, in a new lifestyle of bliss. So it's like bliss, when we think of bliss, it's like, oh, something good happened, now I can be happy. That's not bliss. Bliss is I'm one in my union with my holy advantage, with my Christ presence. So this isn't I'm suddenly no longer ego. It's that side by side, we have choice. We have choice. The old way where we have attachments because we think something else isn't on its way. So we're always like white knuckling it. We're holding on. We're worried if we lose something. It's like, oh no, what am I going to do? So what we're learning to do is to receive our advantage. And they're showing me this like double dragon. And so our advantage is remembering that we're already one. There is no separation. We are already one with our allocation. We are already one with that which aligns with our new remembrance. So again, we're releasing the old. It's no longer fitting. And we're allowing that flow of new beginnings. We're allowing that flow of introductions. We're allowing that flow of awakening so that our life continues to resemble our holy remembrance, our holy truth, our holy availability. So when we think about a linear lifestyle, it's like we've all been like, I'm going to collect this, I'm going to collect that. And so when we're opening up to heaven's best, we want to remember as we keep receiving, as we keep allowing, as we keep extending, life is flowing through us as us and brings us new availability, new relationships, new professions, new locations, on and on, because we're allowing our higher guidance. Now they're showing me fairy godmother imagery again. So again, the fairy godmother imagery is really our higher presence. And so as we will allow this to come in and through and dictate means, well, I was planning for this career, I was planning for this relationship, I just bought this house, and yet the obligation is one of the heart. Because as we open up to our divine presence, as we open up to our divine quickening, we shift very, very rapidly. So it's always allowing that interchange of life. It's always allowing the energies to offer us true remembrance. You may have your day fully packed, fully planned, and suddenly it dawns on you what the day really is about. It's allowing that flexibility, allowing your rite of passage, allowing yourself to serve your divine remembrance, because this is what, not to say that we don't want to waste time, but we kind of don't in a way, because once we're receiving that new information, it's allowing that shift, allowing that adjustment, because that's going to be an ongoing process. So if you're still working out of a lesson plan for something that arrived 3 years ago, but you've evolved and evolved and evolved, it's allowing that transference, it's allowing that currency, because this currency is operating through us. The more that we defer to this highest advantage, who we are is going to keep shifting, is going to keep growing and extending in abundance. So as we will allow this, they're saying infinity of light, and I literally have it look like, what did it look like? It looked like little mini stars. But when I look at one of these energies of light, it's actually the infinity sign. So this is what we're allowing. We're allowing our eternal remembrance. And so here's Hathor. So Hathor's like energetically sort of like holding, it's sort of like an energetic placement. I'm just going to call it a placement. It's there's another word for it, but it's like an energy so that we can find our passage. We can find our place. We can find our true remembrance. So there's this energetic overlay, I'll just call it that, that's extending to each of us as we assume our natural state, as we assume our natural provisions. So as we will receive our, they're saying directions, but it's like they're saying hall pass. It's not helping me more. So again, we're following our natural introduction. This is going to be the sort of thing where your friend to your right and your friend to your left might just love you dearly, but they're not receiving these instructions. You are. So they're showing me your higher heart Again, we have the infinity. Chad has joined us. Good. Again, we have the infinity symbol because this is what we're learning to respond to. This is where we're coming aboard. We're being activated. And so the linear mind cannot understand all that's available. It's going to think too slow. You know, should I have this or that? Well, we're not, they're saying hall pass. So we're not privy to our new introduction. In other words, and this is happening very, in our terminology, I'm going to call it in a rapid sequencing. So in other words, the more that we no longer have to give ourselves time out, that doesn't mean you're not allowed to have an hour off to process, but it's just realizing that as soon as you're ready to start again, it's like game on. So as we will receive this holy investment, as we will receive our orchestration of delight, these changes can occur. They're like can. The reason they're saying can is to take the pressure off us because it's free will. It's free will. You can wait 10 minutes, 10 seconds, 10 years. Your call. But they're saying also your entitlement. So in other words, why wait? So going back to that original statement, when we're trying to second guess our future, the issue really is, they're saying, one of development, because we're not in our true consent. We're still like starting and aborting. So we don't have that, I just see like a little head, like as if you're climbing up something and then you look over the mountaintop or whatever, and there's this little tiny head looking over the mountaintop. So we don't have the advantage of seeing where it is we're heading. So when we're trying to plan it out, we can only get so far. So the more that we simply trust this higher guidance to realize that it's serving us, it's serving our highest and best good, it knows what's best. And here's the thing, not only for our highest and best good, but for everybody's highest and best good, because that's it. There is no separation. So this is the other part they want to explain. They're saying before class is dismissed, when we're only serving ourselves, even though we kind of have to work with our plate, you know, that's what's in front of us. But when we dictate only our happiness, in other words, how do I work out my life to my satisfaction? And we leave everyone high and dry, we're missing the opportunity of expansion. And so the expansion is realizing everything we do to attend, they're saying, you know, attend and address, but keep in the awareness that everything we do serves the one. Everything that we do serves the one. So what we're doing when we're learning to tie our shoe, when we're learning to take that step up, we're taking everyone with us. We're performing that task that then gives the preview, that then gives the example. So just imagine climbing a mountain. You complete a step, everyone below you, in our example, now knows where to go. So what we're doing as we're learning to attend to that higher awareness is essential, because we're laying the groundwork. We're laying, like when I'm seeing somebody here like walking, and every time you take a step, I see light. So you've got footprints, but they're footprints of light. Just think of like Jesus, you know, and walking, and always like those beautiful sacred pictures, you know, in the sandals. So that's sort of us. And so as we aspire to greatness, as we aspire to our true placement, it's like these are the footprints that are then available. And again, it's not someone seeing it in the physical. They sense it, they feel it, because all of these masters previously traveled that same path. So again, there's an increase, there's a camaraderie, there's a community. So the community is around us, coming up after us, in front of us, surrounding us. It's very essential that we understand we are not singular. We're not, well, we're dropping you off on planet Earth. Good luck to you. There's no such thing. So this is what we're extending and inviting and allowing, that divine presence. So again, back to the imagery in the beginning, the room was so crowded. It was like standing room only. It just really blew me away. And I thought, this is really not that hard. So the hard part is that we're learning to trust, because we tend to not rest on our laurels, but we tend to lean on the old construct, on the old beliefs, on the old, well, this is what's gotten me through it, or this is what was ingrained in me. We all have reasons why we're still holding back. But again, no error, but we're being given choice. So we're learning to trust that new choice. We all have that extension of faith. The way we know is, of course, is that's why you're here. That's why you're listening to the recording, because you feel the truth. You feel the sensation. So what we're learning to do is to allow that sensation, to allow that truth, to allow that trust, obligation to provide for us through and through. Through and through means in a continuous format. So we're all at different stages of sort of unhooking ourselves from the past. And what's surfacing for each of us, because it's timely measure, is where we're responding to fear, where we've been operating out of fear. Well, I better do this, because if I don't. And even something like, we know better, but well, better safe than sorry. So every time we're responding to fear, to separation, we're abiding in the past. So again, we're learning how to release, and we're being shown where we're still following old ghosts, so to speak. We're following old passage, old tendencies, old prophecies, and it's coming up so that we can kind of see the opportunity for the new extension. Now that new extension is right there, I guarantee it. It is right there waiting to hold your hand, waiting for you to remember. So just imagine four spirit guides with you, wherever you are. Will they remember? Are they gonna remember today? And they just sit and wait. They wait to see what we do. So the more that you understand that everything is tilted to your advantage, it is set up for your success. It doesn't matter if you watch yourself in total fear and total fright. It doesn't matter if you totally did it the old way, but you started waking up and it's sort of like, why did I do that? There was another way. Bingo. Bingo. I'm doing that out of fear. I'm doing that out of anger still. Bingo. Because the second you start realizing your entitlement, there you go. You're offering yourself new dictate. You're offering yourself new passage. It's not what we're doing. It's what we're perceiving. It's what we're recognizing. It's what we're then demonstrating. Because as we shift in consciousness, you could have done it the old way, but when the light bulb goes off and you come into agreement, you have shifted. You have shifted. And that's what this is about. And they're saying it, say it again, in continuous fashion. There is no pressure to do this 24/7, but they're saying continuous fashion so that we understand what's available to us throughout. So as we will receive these divine codes, as we will receive these opportunities with delight, because it sure is easier to walk in faith and love than in fear. This is how we create with abundance, because now the universal energies can flow through us, and we're not creating through might. We're not creating through hardship. We're allowing the universe to bless us. We're allowing those blessings to flow through us and enrich our every step. And this is how things get really easy. This is how we suddenly get all this luck, because it's universal energies flowing through us as us. We are God. We are love, as we will receive. So as we will receive this offering, as we will receive this truth, we delight in serving that light, in serving our true self, in serving our remembrance. So as we receive this, allow yourself to be lifted. You don't have to know how something's going to be solved. It's like, yeah, Nicole, but I still have the, yeah, I know. I know, your guides know. But what we're doing is setting the stage. They're showing me the Nine of Cups. And in my deck, it's a woman in late pregnancy. So the idea is we're birthing that new renewal. We're birthing that new cycle. Because once we say yes, remember, everything's already occurred. So what we're doing is agreeing to that which already is. We're calling it in consciousness. This is what we're learning to do. We're learning how to create in consciousness instead of the old mandate. And so as we understand that everything that is our next step, we have already agreed to, we have already said yes to. It's anchored in. It's here for our good favor. It's here for our, they're saying livelihood. So it's not you totally forget about your linear life. It's that you're creating with your God energy in your linear life. This is the difference. This is your difference. You're allowing those energies to flow through you to create a lavish lifestyle. That just clicked for someone. That just woke somebody up. Lavish? What did she say? So this is the point. We were not made to suffer. We are not the ego. So what we're doing is gaining our own self-respect. We're gaining our own advantage, our own entitlement, our own courtesy, our own trust, our own love. This is the last anchor. For us to receive ourselves in love. Not when I accomplish my next goal. In love in the moment. You being the essence of love. Because when we identify with love, we receive our truth. When we allow ourselves to receive our truth, we create our abundance. Easily, because there is no lack. There is no lack in the lifestyle that we are pledging to, dictating to, allowing, receiving, aligning with, trusting, accepting. Let us receive. Everyone's ready. They're saying no exceptions. Somebody that somehow thinks they're not as well established as some other group members. We want to remember that we all have ebbs and flows. So some are standing out in some beautiful ways to show others the light. And then there are opportunities to release their entanglement of darkness. So the more that we can understand that we're all one, there's no lesser, there's no greater, there's really no ahead because we're already all there. It's just the temporary illusion. It's very important, whoever this is, to give yourself permission to be included, not after you read the next spiritual book, in the moment now. You're receiving now. So if this resonates for you, take a deep breath. Release the past. Release the past. something with your childhood. I know that because I can hear someone calling me, what the heck do they say? So my name's Nicole, and they used to say, you're only worth a nickel. I still remember that, you're only worth a nickel. So that's what's surfacing for me. So it's telling me it's something way back in the past that you've been dragging along. Release it now. Receive your worth, receive your entitlement. Those with the greatest spiritual strength oftentimes take on the most unusual patterns because you're moving mountains. You're moving conditioning. So you kind of go right in there to the darkness. You take on heavy measure because you're empowered to do it. You never take on what you can't transmute. So receive that. You experience that because you knew you could transmute it. And for the rest of us, let us receive in bliss. Are you returning? Okay. Alrighty. A little long.